So yesterday we saw how Padre Pio was visited by an old man who had had a fatal accident many, many years before. And today we're going to look at a different story about a friar from an earlier time who visited Padre Pio. So these may sound like strange stories, but this is November when we remember the holy souls. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio or what his intercession can do for you. Now we have this problem from scripture, from the book of Apocalypse. It tells us that nothing defiled can enter or shall enter heaven. And if we look into ourselves, what do we see? We see all sorts of malice. Perhaps it's anger or jealousy or despondency, pride. We look inside and this is what we see. But nothing defiled may enter heaven. So we have this problem. And how do we get around this problem? And now we're going to have a look at this story from Padre Pio's life. And maybe it will shed some light onto this problem. And yesterday's story, around the same time, Padre Pio told another story to a friar, Alberto, about an apparition he had seen, another soul from purgatory that had visited him. And one evening he said, "When I was absorbed in prayer in the choir of the little church, I was shaken and disturbed by the sound of footsteps and candles and flower vases being moved down by the main altar." So Padre Pio's praying at the choir at the top of the church, and he starts to hear these things late at night. And he thought that someone must be down there. So he called out, "Who is it?" But there was no answer. And then Padre Pio returned to his prayer. And then he was again disturbed by the same noises. And he said this time he had the impression that one of the candles, which was in front of the statue of Our Lady of Graces, had fallen over. So wanting to get a better view of what was happening, he stood up. Padre Pio went to the grate, and there in the shadows, in the light from the tabernacle, he saw a young friar who was doing some cleaning of around the altar and that. He was cleaning. So he yelled out, "What are you doing in the dark?" And the little friar answered, "I am cleaning." Padre Pio was confused. "You're cleaning in the dark? Who are you?" And the little friar answered, "I am a Capuchin novice who has to spend his time of purgatory here. I am in need of prayers." And then he simply disappeared. And of course, after that, Padre Pio immediately began praying for this friar. So he had been visited by a soul from purgatory, requesting his prayers, and that was his response, to pray for him for the relief of his sufferings. So could this be the solution to that scripture verse from the Apocalypse, "Nothing defiled may enter heaven"? So somehow Padre Pio's prayers were going to purify this soul because he wasn't yet at that stage. Now we know that Padre Pio had a special devotion to the holy souls in purgatory, and he used to help them often with his prayers and also through his sufferings, offering them up for these holy souls. So let us ask this question. Historically, where does this idea, this concept of prayers for the holy souls in purgatory come from? Is it simply a medieval invention? Or does it in fact go way, way back to the roots of our church? So we're going to have a look at a few examples now to answer this question. And Padre Pio at one stage made this comment, "I see so many souls from purgatory that I am no longer frightened by them." And let's go a little further back. Saint Gregory the Great says, "The souls of the departed sometimes appear to the living and beg for masses that can be said for them." And then we can go even further back to the time of Saint Augustine and his mother, Saint Monica. She died in the year 387, and she asked her son, "Remember me at the altar." She requested prayers for herself after she was dead. That's what she was doing at that time. And we can go even earlier and this is between the years 100 and 300. There we find in the ancient catacombs, you'll find tombs with inscriptions written. Things like, rest in peace, grant them life, and prayers for the dead. That's what these are. Prayers for the dead, carved in stone. So this idea comes from the earliest times of Christianity. The great apologist, Tertullian, also he's from early times, from Carthage, and he made the statement, a widow who does not pray for her husband has as good as divorced him. So the widow was expected to pray for her dead husband. And in fact, these things go even before that to ancient Jewish times. So now just a reminder that each November, the church offers us a gift to all of us that we can pray for the faithful souls in purgatory. And from the 1st of November to the 8th of November, we can gain a plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory. So our prayers can really benefit them the most at this time. The church offers us this gift, and there are certain conditions. Firstly, we need to be in a state of grace, and also we need to have the correct intention when we're making the prayers. So there are five requirements attached to receiving this indulgence. The first is to visit a cemetery and there to pray for the dead. And we can even do this only mentally and in our mind's eye, pray for the dead. We also need to receive a sacramental confession 20 days before or 20 days after we make these prayers. Also, we do need to receive Holy Communion and to pray at least one Our Father and one Hail Mary for the intentions of the Holy Father. And we need to be free from all attachment to sin, including venial sin. If we meet all of those, we can gain this indulgence for some soul in purgatory. And we'd like to encourage you to help us in our apostolate by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues. And if you're not subscribed to our channel, then do subscribe to our channel. You have to click that reminder bell too in order to receive notifications from YouTube. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently, that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.